English 2018.
Part 3. In Part 3, you will hear an interview.
Today on the show, my guest is Jessica Stillwell, an ordinary working mum who decided to teach her children an extraordinary lesson. Welcome, Jessica. Tell us your story, please. What did you do that was so special?
I decided to go on strike.
What do you mean?
Well, I decided to stop tidying up after the children. It all began on October the 1st. That was a Saturday, and my husband Dylan was away golfing for the weekend. For me, it was a typical weekend day, filled with errands and sports. I sat down for the first time at 11 a.m. and looked around me. The house was in a real mess, and none of it was from me.
Yes, I think we all know how that feels.
So I decided to go on strike and stop tidying and cleaning up after the children. I didn't tell the children, though. I just stopped. I did keep a blog, however, about the increasing mess.
And with your blog, you became a real internet star. How long did you go on strike for?
6 days in total. At the end of the first day, the breakfast dishes and the dinner dishes were still on the table, all crusty. The dishwasher was overflowing, and the children's shoes and backpacks were in the middle of the hall.
It just shows you how quickly things can get messy. How many children do you have, Jessica?
We've got twin girls who are 12, and another daughter who is 10.
Okay. And what happened next? Did the situation get better or worse?
It got worse. At the end of day two, there were dirty socks on the floor and used tissues on the sofa. The cereal left sitting in the milk from the day before was starting to stink, and the dog had licked clean the dirty plates in the dishwasher.
That sounds terrible. But didn't the children notice that something was wrong?
Yes. Quinn, my youngest daughter, when she saw the soggy cereal, said, "Ugh, what is that?" But she still didn't wash the bowl or carry it to the sink. It was a hard lesson, and at times I felt awful, but I didn't give in.
Keep going, Jessica. What happened on day four?
Well, Quinn broke down crying and said, "I don't want to eat off paper plates or drink out of plastic beakers. Can you please help me to clean up?" And she went around picking up her things.
Were you starting to feel bad that your daughter was unhappy?
Yes, I was. But I also knew that I had to keep going for another couple of days. Otherwise, it would have all been for nothing.
You did really well.
Yes. And then finally, on day six, I stopped the strike because the children were beginning to fight and blame each other. At that point, we all sat down on the sofa and talked. Then they apologised to me and started to clean up.
How long did that take?
It took them 2 days, and I didn't do a thing. I just sat on the couch and drank coffee, which my daughters had made for me. The girls complained bitterly, but they kept at it, and eventually the whole house was nearly perfect.
Wow. And what is it like now? Have they learned their lesson?
Yes, mostly. They do now rinse their breakfast dishes and put them in the dishwasher, and they empty their lunchboxes from the day before.
You must be proud of yourself. You have made them more independent. When they leave home one day, they will be able to look after themselves.
Let's hope so. Nobody's perfect, though. This morning, I found a pair of dirty socks on the stairs.
As you say, Jessica, nobody's perfect.